Damon, how you doing?
Good. I wish I could remember 1985. I know what I was doing in 86, because I worked at Expo 86. 85, a little foggy there, Jay. I'll be quite honest with you.
Dave, I went to Expo 86, but Grant, I was in grade 8. That's like my first ever real road trip. I was jazzed up.
I know you don't want to go back in the time machine, but wasn't that not a cool event? It was a 6-month party. Every night ended with the best fireworks show. Like, every night ended with the best fireworks show you could ever imagine. And I worked on the site, right? And so we would go down, like, you had concerts every night.
Yes.
That were mind-blowing. You're like, yeah, I think I'll wander over and see Joe Jackson tonight. Oh, okay, yeah. And then, you know, it was an amazing experience.
I just remember we were there for, I think, 4 days because we had a bus there. So, you know, it took us like a day each way coming from Beaumont. But we went one day and it was kind of rain and drizzly. But as a school project, you know, you're doing all the inside pavilions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then you were able to go on the rides and there was no lines on any of the rides.
Yep.
So I just put on a garbage bag and, you know, you're in grade 8. Oh, buddy, that was my favorite day because there was no lineups. We're just wheeling through all the rides. It was unreal.
Well, I can tell you that all of those pavilions that you would have had a great time in the day, at night, Jay, they kind of got lit up. Let's just say that.
Ooh, geez. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a youngster at that point. But I could imagine that would have been a fun party. Our next nominator, I was not around in 1985 or 86. Mm-hmm. But he did have a lot of experience of 90s movies, which is our thing. Matt Awanek joins us, the other half of the Dave Jameson Show here on TSN 1260. So it's Jameson kind of versus Awanek, but not really, but kind of.
Yes, just like our show.
I like my chances in this one. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh,
I think
you guys came with the heat. So we our theme is 90s movies today. And so we didn't make it a certain genre like rom-coms because Struds wants that every week. But so we kind of left it up to you guys. So, Maddie, I'll let you go first with your first nomination for 1260 Movie Watch.
My first nomination. This is, I think, a great movie that still stands the test of the time all these years later. A Jim Carrey film, The Truman Show.
Ooh. Nice.
It's like the first serious role for Jim Carrey.
And he crushed it in it. And it's just also just a great plot around everything about it. And it's got a great cast in it. Paul Giamatti, I think, is even in that one, a younger one. That's the first movie I came up with.
Ed Harris, man. Like, I remember watching that show, and you really felt for Jim Carrey. Because you're right, it was the first time. Like, he'd always been portrayed as a comedian guy, and then he was actually quite good in this role.
Yeah, and it's just one of those where I think for the character, too, you really feel for him by the end of it all. And, you know, that's a very nice ending. I don't know if everyone has seen it or not, so you don't want to spoil anything. But, yeah, it's a great movie.
All right. Okay. J-Mo, what are you countering with?
I am going to go with something that is a wonderful piece. It's a classic piece of cinema, Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's gritty.
It's very different. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Very
yep.
different type of movie.
That's good filmmaking. Yeah, it's good filmmaking.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, careful what's in the trunk. Yes.
Oh, I am I'm like Samuel L. Jackson. There were so many big big name actors.
Travolta,
in that.
Yeah.
And really, I remember it kind of being like the first movie of that genre, at least for me, that I remember. It's like, wow, like it was so different. Like just the opening scene, like, you know, granted at that time, obviously it was not, you know, I didn't really know anything about S&M, but you're just like, what is happening in this scene? It's crazy.
Now you know everything about it. Yes. And a great soundtrack.
Yes. Yes. Soundtracks can make or break it. I like it. All right, Pulp Fiction. All right, Maddie, what are you coming back with?
So now you have to remember, I grew up in the 90s, so I was a younger kid growing up, and so this movie has, you know, a connection to me for what I was in the 90s. Plus, it's also a big weekend because it's the final last couple of episodes of The Last Dance, so why not some Space Jam, baby?
Yeah.
Give me the Looney Tunes, give me some Michael Jordan, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Space Jam.
That pick. It's very timely.
Mm-hmm.
It's very timely. Oof. Wow, it's all over the board as far as different genres. I like it. Okay, Dave, what are you ending with?
I'm going to end with something to make you laugh. It's ridiculous, but it still kind of holds up from 1998. I'm going Night at the Roxbury, Will Ferrell, and SNL alum Chris Kattan in the lead roles there, but I've also got some funny, funny cameos from some other people. I don't know why it still makes me laugh, but it does.
Well, it just reminds you of a night at the Roxy, probably a few times. Eh?
Well, yes, the bits that I can remember, yes.
Like that, there's so many quotable lines from like the night at the Roxbury. Mm. Oh, like I love it. Just like just dumb humor, but so funny. And Will Ferrell's hair. Mm-hmm. Like, part down the middle was a like, who didn't feel confident when you parted your hair down the middle?
Steve and Doug, the Butabi brothers,
And, I can't. Who was the actor who played their dad again? Oh, God, it was funny. Can't remember that actor. Richard Grieco in that.
Yeah. I mean,
Richard Grieco, of course.
I mean, there were some people. Lonnie Anderson was in there as well. I mean, it was all a little messed up, but I'm sure they had fun making it.
Oh,
that would have been a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just, who do you think that guy was? Emilio Estevez, the Mighty Duck Man. Oh, awesome. Okay, so we have Truman Show, Space Jam, Night at the Roxbury, and Pulp Fiction. Now, J-Mo, the good news is you can't be suspended for this. you'll be a part of it.
I was just
disqualified.
Well,
let's remember disqualified.
That's a nice dismount there, Jay Bayou, leading me out the
tough,
door
man.
By saying, "Oh, you won't." Well, you know what, Jay? At the end of the day, I'm not bitter. But as I told everybody yesterday, I hope there are lessons learned from this, so nobody has to suffer like I did.
Whew, that was tough. That was tough. Like, well, I never even got to see your suspended roster, but I can guarantee it was better than Strudz's and your Remchuk's and Lieutenant Eric's, because those might have been the three worst I possibly could have come up with.
See,
for food
I court. Needed you yesterday, Jay, because you understand and you like to eat healthy, and I was leaning that way. I mean, I wasn't all lettuce wraps and all that stuff. I had a mix in there, but I also went a little off the grid.
You went very off the grid.
And people
what did
were
you
like,
go
oh,
with?
No. Well, I went local first, and they're not in a lot of food courts. I went with Remedy, which is a great coffee, but they've got great food, and they've got a really cool menu. And I thought, okay, well, that'll be, you know, a foundational piece. And then I had a couple of other things in there that you might expect. And then, you know, it was an oversight. It was like Mel Bridgman at the 82 expansion draft for the Ottawa Senators, right? He took three players who weren't eligible.
Well, it's like you drafted a dead guy, Dave. It's like you're working for the Red Blacks.
Exactly.
Not the Red Blacks, sorry.
Rough Riders. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay, fellas. So I will tweet this out for 1260 Movie Watch. And the only thing we ask is if your movie wins, we expect you to be a participant for online for 1260 Movie Watch Friday night. And tell us, what is your snack of choice for a movie at home?
Maddie, if you're going to go with food, I guess it's popcorn. Ooh. But the most important thing is a nice beverage in hand. Friday night, I could usually go with a nice whiskey.
Oh, okay. Some heavy artillery there. I would go with a beer. I'm not much of a spirits or wine guy. I'll take a beer. And I might, Jay, if I'm so inclined, have some of those Hawkins cheesies.
Oh, those are so good.
They are, but I mean, you know, I try not to, because I can get down the rabbit hole on that stuff. So I try to, you know, just a little bit.
And they give a lot in the bags. They don't cheap out.
I like that. I like. And by the way, Maddie, it is Thirsty Thursdays on our show. We unveil a different cocktail that we make. We're going with the Sazerac today. If you don't know what that is, tune in with Dell from OTR coming up afterwards. So if you like a little bit of classier, this is something you want to try.
God. That sounded like a guy that Strutty played with on the Islanders.
Oh, that's true. It's true. And he was probably wearing a Captain Highlander jersey at the same time.
Exactly,
Well, guys, thanks for participating in 1260 Movie Watch.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate it.
Anytime.